Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting content about a personal AI tool stack. We're going deep, end-to-end, on what to use, when to use it, and what to avoid. Let's dive in.
I am so ready for this. Everyone talks about these tools, but nobody really breaks down how they use them day-to-day. So, let's start with the biggest name out there, ChatGPT. What's its role in your workflow?
Okay, so this might be surprising. I use ChatGPT, but almost exclusively for analysis and thinking. It's my thought partner. If I have a complex idea and need a tool with a great memory and context window to bounce ideas off of, ChatGPT's thinking mode is brilliant.
Wait. For thinking, not for writing? That's what almost everyone I know uses it for.
I know, and I just can't. I find the default voice for ChatGPT is, well, it's just not good enough. It's a fantastic sparring partner for ideas, but when it comes time to actually write, I switch tools completely.
So you're saying it's good for the what, but not the how you say it. So where do you go for the actual writing?
Claude Sonnet 4.5. It is spectacular at picking up a specific voice, especially if you give it a sample to work from. It's not a ghostwriter. It's a writing assistant. I use it to brainstorm paragraphs in my voice or to tweak a sentence to make a point land better.
I love that distinction, a writing assistant. You're still in the driver's seat. The input mentioned you also use it for Excel?
Oh, absolutely. Its toolset for Excel analysis is fantastic. I can dig in, understand the data, and produce a really useful analysis. But this is where it gets interesting. For PowerPoint, I'm really torn about a different tool.
Ooh, a conflict in the stack. Do tell. What is it, and why are you torn?
It's a model called Kimi K2. It's open source, and it makes genuinely beautiful, useful PowerPoint presentations from a very simple prompt. The design quality is phenomenal, but here's the catch.
There's always a catch.
The data is located in China. So for any corporate data in the US or the EU, you just can't use it. The data protections aren't there. So it's amazing for personal projects or presentations using public information, but a non-starter for sensitive work.
Ah, that's a huge deal breaker for a lot of people. So for secure corporate decks, it's back to Claude?
Exactly. You go back to Claude. It's more minimalist, very clean and elegant, which I prefer anyway. But you have to be realistic. No AI right now is going to give you some super elaborate, custom, branded PowerPoint. The technology isn't there yet.
That makes sense. Now, you mentioned you love Claude, but I've heard whispers about a big weakness. Something about its memory?
You heard right. The context window. If you're building a lengthy presentation or doing a big analysis, you can hit that wall where it just runs out of memory. It's frustrating.
So how do you deal with that? Do you just give up and start over?
Never. I have a system. First, I chunk the deck. I'll generate maybe 5 to 8 slides at a time. Second, if I hit the context window wall once, I never repeat that same big ask. I'll restart the chat with a much smaller piece of the project. I find where the breaking point is and work around it piece by piece.
That's a clever workaround. It's all about strategy. Okay, let's shift to a whole different world. Search. Who wins the AI search battle for you?
For general purpose search, it's Perplexity, hands down. I love its research features, the ability to create reports. It's just super fun and powerful for diving deep on a topic.
It sounds perfect, but I'm sensing a but coming.
You're getting good at this. Yes, there is one area where it really struggles, finding very recent, trending conversations on social networks. Like, what are people on Reddit or X saying about a new product launch right now?
And I bet you have a niche tool just for that, don't you?
Of course, and it's a funny one. I use Grok for that. I don't trust it for big picture thinking or general research, but for that one specific task of digging into real-time social chatter, it is shockingly good.
Wow, that is hyper-specialized. Your AI stack is like a master chef's knife roll. This brings us to the browser. How do you access the internet?
This is another area where I'm split. My daily driver is Comet. It combines Perplexity's powerful search with an agentic browser that can do things for me. It has this great feature for LinkedIn, where it can generate a message for me without me even having to visit the site, which, I'll be honest, I love.
But there's a new player on the field, right? I've been hearing about Atlas.
Yes, Atlas is fascinating because it's a ChatGPT-first browser. The entire experience is built around it. It remembers you, it understands your preferences, your search is through ChatGPT. It learns how you think. But it's also more buttoned down, more safety first. The AI agent stays on the tab with you.
So, it's less of a free-roaming agent and more of a co-pilot. Where does it really shine?
Code. It has the ChatGPT brain for code, which is incredible. I used it to look at a GitHub repository, and it pulled out the key details in a way I could process almost instantly. It's a game changer for developers or anyone trying to understand code.
Okay, we've covered thinking, writing, presentations, and browsing. Let's get really nerdy. The terminal. The command line. What are you using there?
Ah, my favorite part. I have two heavyweights here. Codex and Claude Code. I go to Codex almost daily. It is an extraordinary strategic thinker. If I need to think through a problem and get a clear, succinct analysis or find and fix bugs in a messy repo, Codex is my choice.
It sounds like the thoughtful professor. How does Claude Code compare?
If Codex is the professor, Claude Code is the enthusiastic intern. It has a friendly feel and a rich ecosystem. It can tie into local files and servers. But, and this is key, it has a very strong bias for action. It just wants to run and do things. So you have to know what you need. The thinker, which is Codex, or the doer, which is Claude Code.
This is an absolutely incredible breakdown. It's not about finding one AI to rule them all, but about building a team of specialists.
That's the perfect way to put it. You're building your own personal team, and the roster is always changing as new tools come out. It's an exciting time. That's all we have for today. Best of luck building your own AI stack.
Goodbye.